Yo, man, what's good? What's good? It's your man, Vaught. My sweetheart, Vanna, is not here with me right now. She at work, man, and I promise that eventually, man, we gonna get around to it, man. Usually when we get together to do anything, it be at night after we done shut the house down, long days of work, running here and there, errands, man, and it's like our schedule flip-flop. So we usually just have those nights, but at night, man, we just be so tired. So it just be hard to even get into it. But we gonna get this thing right, man. I promise I will have my better half on with me shortly. But right now, man, I just needed to talk about something interesting. All right. The name of this episode, or the title of this episode, will be called Slow Down. It's okay to slow down, man. It's okay to slow down. It's even okay to, at some point, just stop. All right? Just stop. And what I'm talking about is that in life, all right, because I'm kind of going through this, well, was going through this, like, recently. And when I say recently, I'm talking about maybe a couple days ago, you know, for the last few weeks, for the last few months, I just been in this place to where, you know, society have us truly thinking that we have to be up first thing in the morning, grinding, getting it, put like just every day, just grind every day, get it every day, don't sleep, just go after what you want, go, right? And what this does to the mind is just, it cripples us. It cripples us into a position to where it's weird because it cripples us to stopping. It cripples us to slowing down. And we are like, so we just feel like even if we do stop or slow down to think about what we're trying to do, it's like if we let a whole 24 hours go by of us just literally like doing nothing, it feel like we just wasted so much time, because that's not what society is. Because, you know, everything is about moving. Everything is convenient. Everything, like this whole world, like everything, everyone is just like zombies towards the ground. And because of society got everybody in this whole, you know, got everybody motors running every day, right? Even if they don't know what they're doing, right? Sometimes you could be running and swing, you grinding, but you don't even know what you're doing. You're not really, you grinding is something that you're not passionate about. You got the, you like, people felt like feel good because they got two jobs at times, three jobs, and it was like, and they be like, well, I'm grinding, boy. I can't stop, boy. I gotta keep moving, boy. And it's like, but you're killing yourself, right? You're killing yourself. And because society got everyone thinking like this, it kind of got to me. Because like I even found myself rushing God, because I tell myself, you know, I'm just going to believe in God. I'm just going to, you know, wait on God. And in my prayers, I ain't noticed at the time, but now when I think about it, even in my prayers, it's like, I'm like, Lord, please just open up some, show me something. Like just open up a door. Like, it's like, cause I like every opportunity, I'm not in a position to where I'm waiting on opportunity. It's like opportunities come, but because of my lifestyle and my schedule and how everything is flowing, I just can't jump on any opportunity. So some people, like, I don't even talk to some people about what I'm going through, because they just feel like, okay, maybe you know it's finances, so look for another job or look for this. It's like, no, bro, it's not that. It's just I'm trying to have a healthier schedule with my family, and I don't have that. And it's not about, you know, opportunity. It's about just getting my life back on track, you know, the scheduling back on track. And and the opportunity that I was looking for, it's like I'm looking for an opportunity to where I can, like, even if I'm making the same money I'm making now, but I mean, of course I want to make more money, but it's like the opportunity that I'm looking for is, well, my, like, a job is flexible, right, to my lifestyle, because it's like, with jobs, you just jump on the job just because, you know, they got the money there, but it may not be flexible enough, and you can't leave to go get, I can't leave to go pick up my kids, I can't leave to go handle, you know, whatever, if, like, emergency, like, situations and stuff like that, like, anything. So, it's like, I'm not just sitting here just trying to jump on just any opportunity and, you know, like literally mess up everything. Like, if I jump on the wrong opportunity, it can really mess up everything. So it has to be the right opportunity, not just any opportunity. So it's like, that's what I was praying for God, like, to God for, asking God to just, you know, make way, you know, like help, you know what I'm dealing with, you know what we're struggling with, you know, help out, like please, Lord, I need you, you know what's going on, I need something. Right, I need something, and in my prayers, like, I'm praying to him, but I'm not having patience with him. You know, I'm asking him to open up the door for better, for something, you know, that will give me and my household a little bit more structure and peace, because that's what's kind of lacking in my household, structure, right? And I'm trying to organize some things mentally, but it's like my reality right now is just like everything is just all over the place. You never know what to expect, right? So I just found myself like just rushing the hand of God, just rushing it. And I had to get to a point. Well, God had dealt with me, and now it's like God's like, man, look, it's okay to slow down, man. It's okay to stop, because I'm thinking, bro, I'm in my 30s, man. You know, society just like they tell you, you know, by the time you hit 30. You got to already have something set in stone, because, you know, now it's like, it's all about being young and successful now. Nobody is really trying to focus on, you know, the future like that. It's about being young and successful, because that's what look good. But in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, man, you know, I'm in my 30s, man. I should have, you know, I should be owning some stuff right now, man. I should be having my money invested in different areas, man. I should be, you know, in so many better places, right? But at the same time, I'm trying not to have anxiety. I'm trying to be patient. You know, I'm trying to be understanding of the word of God, but it's like, you're getting caught up in society now. And that's like, that's pretty much what it, like, basically what it was. You're getting caught up in the society and what they say, you, how they say you should live versus how God say you should live. And it's like, you start, I think depression come in when you start living. It's knowing. Depression come in when you start living according to the world's standards, right? Based on what they show you, how you should be living, how you should be grinding, what you should have by now. When you think about, when you start looking at that and you start applying that to your own life and you start looking at that, you know, you start making the judgment on your life based on what society say, you never really you're not going to truly reach those standards, because it's always going to be more. Society is greedy. They tell you, like, it teaches greed. When you succeed, No, you shouldn't be like, okay, you know, I'm good here, I want to stay here. You should always want more, but it's like, it's more demanding. You know, society really teaches you not to be humble, right? It teaches you, like, to constantly want more materials, really, material. Like, yes, I made it to a millionaire. I'm a millionaire now. But now I want to be a billionaire. And it's not really teaching you what you should do as far as, you know, when you reach it, when you become a millionaire, how do you bring up others? How are you pouring into others with this? It don't teach you that. It teaches you the selfishness in it as far as now I want to go to the next. I want to do this now. I should be doing this now. I have reached this, now I have to go and do this now. I. And when you continue to put all those I's in your mind, and you don't live up to all those I's, what I should be doing, it takes a toll. So I had to get to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and chill for a minute. I have to go back and I have to regroup. I have to be the opposite of what society is teaching. I have to be humble. Because the thing about praying, the thing about believing in God is that you got to understand whether you know it or not, because you're not going to know when God is going to move. You just got to know that God is going to move. Because something can happen instantly. You can put all your grind and all your effort, all your education into trying to pursue something. But God will cause one door to open to where you didn't have to go through all the steps that you thought you had to go through. You didn't have to take all the steps that you thought you had to take to get to the place where God requires you to be. And that's the thing about it. We could be praying for something to be. We could be praying to be in the place where God don't even want us to be. But because we're not humble, we keep asking God to take us there. And because you're depending on God, God like, oh, you want me? Oh, so guess what? I'm going to take you where you need to be. And the only way we you will actually know where you need to be, especially if you're depending on God, the only way you would know what your purpose is, where you really need to be, is if you humble yourself and allow him to do what he does best. Right? Allow him to do what he does best. And you're going to have to literally start getting some meditation, clearing your mind, or whatever it takes to like literally free your mind. To do whatever it takes to free your mind, you have to do it. I ain't gonna say whatever it takes because there's little tricks out there that where you can free your mind. So you don't want to free your mind any type of way. But at the end of the day, man, y'all, that's my son back there. Hey, boy, go that way. And hush, all in my podcast. But I just need for this message, man, to really hit somebody, right? It gotta hit somebody. Because we all taught to just continue to grind. And we don't, that's all we taught, grind. And it's kind of confusing because you know, in our 20s, we are taught to live our best life in our 20s because we got all our life, right? Live your best life, party, do whatever. If you're in college, you know, just be a kid almost. Be young. Do what young people do. But then at the same time, you're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, have, like, pretty much established, halfway established something by the time you 30 or in your 30s. But yet you just told me to live young and free through my 20s. Now in my 30s, I got to just be successful now and just have it all together. That's weird. And then it's like people just feel like there's a switch. You just, it's like it's just all about age, right? It's what get me. They act like it's just all about age. Like in your 20s, do this. In your 30s, hit the switch and start doing that. But it takes a while. It takes a while to snap out of a habit. So if my habit during my 20s was partying and just living, guess how that's going to affect me after 10 years of doing that, 10 plus years of doing that. I hit my 30s and I was supposed to just hit a switch and just humble myself and be like, yeah, okay, I'm supposed to be successful with a family or whatever. And when I hit my 40s, I could retire. You know, or hit my 50s or whatever it is. It's like people just feel like you just hit these switches and just automatically be this way and have these things. And it's like, no, bro, don't work like that. And people don't even know what they're grinding towards. Hold on, y'all. I hear my kids back there. Hey, y'all be quiet, please. Okay, if you can't get along, then you need to go in your room. Bring that crown here. This is what I gotta go through, y'all. So this family. So I mean, I ain't no edit. You know, every time you get a crown, you don't supposed to have this. You're supposed to bring it to me. And that's why y'all got marks all on the wall and all on the toys and stuff. Go in your room for a minute. Hey, ain't no edits. But anyway, where was I? Yeah. So there's no switch to this, okay? There's no successful way to go about living a life to where you focused on what society say it should be versus what God said it should be. When it comes down to you trying to find yourself is very hard when you're looking at everything else besides you. Because it's like a lot of people, I believe a lot of people right now that is successful, probably successful being somebody else, successful being everyone else that they seen. So now when they look in the mirror, they don't even really like what they see because they still don't know who they are. And I don't want to be successful rich or whatever like that and look in the mirror and don't like the person that became rich and don't even know my own identity anymore. So I just have to break a mental, like this mental cycle. Like this cycle, this mental cycle of what life should be like, what my life should be like in my 20s. What my life should be like in my 30s, you know, when, like, what my life should be like in my 40s and when I should retire. They like, it's like they set it up for you. You work this amount of hours, you work these amount of days, you stay on the job for these amount of years, and it's like you retire at this age. And now that then it's like now when you're getting closer and closer to that age they say you should retire in, and you look at what you haven't accomplished, it's like, dang, bro, it's like time is really passing me by. And then you start getting into the, like, it start affecting your mind, it start affecting your heart, and it start causing you to be sick. So it's okay to just stop. It's healthier to just stop. It's healthy to just stop sometime. Slow down sometime. Boy. Man. So please, somebody out there, take this into consideration, man. I really believe that before my kids interrupted me, that I was trying to make a point, but they done came in, interrupted me. See, that's why I'm be trying to do my podcast when my kids around, because I've been said something to them, got back, and jumped on something else. Now I'm gonna have to jump on them. But anyway. That's that. Alright. I'm into that. I don't wanna do these podcasts too long, especially when you know it's just me. I wanna save some of my juice from some of my energy for Miss Vanna when she hit. But anyway. I appreciate all of my no listeners at this point. But I'll be out there. I will be out there. I see that I have been getting some notifications saying that, you know, my podcast has hit Spotify, has hit Google Podcasts, and, you know, a couple other good platforms. So I'ma run it up. Okay? I'ma run it up. And once again, y'all understand it's okay to stop and humble yourself. Stop living according to the world standard. Stay off social media. At times. And all right, you don't want to be on social media too much, because you see, apparently everybody is living their best life on social media. Apparently. You know. They don't really record themselves or really too much highlight the struggles, the what they go through on a day-to-day basis. They wait till they go on vacation and doing all that other good stuff, and then that's when they pull out the phones and make you feel like, you know, this is how you need to live. So stop focusing on everybody else. All right, stop focusing on social media. Stop letting social media be a mirror of your life. Okay, that's not you. Everybody else, you know, we're different. All right, we're the same in many ways, but at the same time, we also different. Your life is your life, and you got to understand the only way to take control of your life. It's not to just be influenced by everything. Not to want everything. Alright? So, be humble. Be patient with God. Understand that your prayers isn't to rush God, but it's just to talk to Him. Okay? Let Him know what you want and just trust and have the faith that He is working something out. Right? He is working it out. Or is already worked out. Maybe it's some things at that time where you have to find out some stuff that's in you. Right? Maybe you need to prepare yourself for what you're praying for. You know? You ever think about that? Maybe before you reach the next level, maybe before you are successful in certain areas, you have to first be changed. Maybe you have to change. You have to, just like if you at a wedding and you leaving work, you're not going to go from work straight to the wedding. You have to change to get to the wedding, right? And then you leave the wedding and you get the, you are going out somewhere else, right? Wherever you decide to go, maybe you want to change before you get there. You go to the park after the wedding. You want to change to go to the park. You go from the park to the pool. You got to change to get into the pool. You see what I'm getting at here? Before you go to the next place in your life, you have to change. You can't be the same person going to the next level. You have to change. And I believe that is also one of the biggest parts or the biggest reasons why God keep us, allow us to be in a place of change. And as we sit there with our work clothes on, waiting to get to this wedding, God is going to allow us to be sitting right there at home until we realize we need to change before we go to the wedding. Humble. Learn these things. When you're in that place where you feel stuck, I had to learn. When I was in a place where I felt stuck and I felt like I couldn't move, I couldn't get nowhere, I had to realize that, how am I going to get to the next place if I'm still the same person? Or I still think the same. I still battle the same, you know, struggles, right? I had to do some soul searching, some renewing of the mind and of the heart. So I would say that I am in a similar place now. So I have to realize, while I'm in this place, what do I need to change? What do I need to, you know, begin working on? While I'm sitting here calling on the name of the Lord so much like he don't hear me, I have to be in a place where I can hear him as well. So I had to do that by doing what? Uh-oh. Somebody about to change. Anyway, I had to do that. See that? I done lost my train of thought again. Messing around with these policies. But anyway, that's going to be that, man. I was just trying to keep talking just to reach a solid 30 minutes of podcast talk. And all I got is a minute and some seconds left, 15 seconds, and I think I can do it. So y'all bear with me, man, while I try to reach 30 minutes. We are counting down from 1 minute. Anywho, all right, man, I ain't gonna keep playing with y'all like that. But I appreciate y'all again. I gotta get it. I don't know what else to say. But I just wanna reach my 30. I'm gonna reach this 30. And y'all gonna sit here and y'all gonna be patient with me. Remember, I just got through talking about patience now. I just got through talking about it. We got 30 more seconds to go. We gonna do this. Just hang in there with me. Hang in there with me. Glory to God. Glory to good. That's right, man. Y'all continue to soul search though, for real, man. Soul search. Find out where you need to change at. When you find that out, you bring God in on that as far as finding it out, and he gonna make way for you, and you gonna be thankful, and it's gonna feel better when you reach your goals. Glory, we just made it. And I'm out.